Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. Praise God. Now this evening, I want to talk to you about worship. Worship is so important, isn't it? And thank God, the Bible says God seeks worshipers tonight. And I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 19. So the woman said to Jesus, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship." And Jesus said to a woman, "Believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know. For salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers," everybody say true worshippers, "when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." We bless you, Heavenly Father, for the word of revelation, the word of truth that comes to us. We thank you, Spirit of God, that tonight you speak, you reveal truth, you establish truth, and you fill this house with the revelation of worship as you desire to do through your word. I bless you, I thank you, you anoint my lips as the pen of a ready writer, and you anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus speaking to this woman, and she's immediately caught up with rituals. She's caught up with traditions of worship, where to worship, speaking about the way that they worship, and you say we must worship in Jerusalem. And Jesus responds and said to her, "Worship is irrelevant. The place of worship is irrelevant." Now, this is absolutely revolutionary, what he said to her, because everybody knows that you need to worship in Jerusalem. Throughout the Old Testament, it says that's the place of worship. The place is very important. But Jesus speaks to this woman, and he reveals something to her. He brings revelation to her. Everybody say, "I live by revelation." Jesus said, "Man shall not live by bread, but by every word that proceeds." That word is rhema, revelation. It's a revelation word. Amen. So he gives her this revelation that it's not about rituals and places, but it's about worshiping God in spirit. It's not a mindless bickering about sights and sounds of worship. It's not about which sound, you know. They say, "Well, you shouldn't have a guitar in church. You can play a guitar to the glory of God." Amen. They say, "Well, you know, you shouldn't use lights in the church." Well, you can use lights for the glory of God. Amen. You know, they say, "Oh, now churches, they're going modern. They're bringing, you know, lights into the church." Well, they've had lights in church for ages. Amen. It's called stained glass windows. And the sun comes through in different colors. Amen. And so everything for the glory of God. The important thing is that everything we do must enhance and bring glory to God and not be a distraction. Amen. So anything can be used for glory or for distraction. Even a person singing can sing for the glory or for distraction. And so the person thinks they've got a nice voice, so they sing just a bit louder than everybody else. So there everybody must hear how well they can sing. Amen. Instead of blending with everybody and letting the glory and the honor be his. Hallelujah. So Jesus says we are to worship. God is interested in worshipers. And he's not interested, he says to her, where you worship. This is incredible news. So he's interested how you worship. He says those who worship must worship in spirit and truth. And there's revelation behind what Jesus is saying to her. That doesn't mean just spirit and truth means it's from your heart, it's sincere. There are people that are sincerely wrong. Amen. It's not about sincerity. There are people who worship trees sincerely. Amen. From the depths of their heart, truly. They worship that tree. But that is not what it means to worship in spirit and in truth. So Jesus said, worship is not a ritual. We see people worship and every kind of worship that you see in the world that has its origin in the mind of man is a ritual. It falls short. It cannot be worship in spirit and truth. It is worship, but it's not worship of God in spirit and truth. We see how the Muslims will turn their faces towards Mecca, how the Hindus will do their rituals and do their sacrifices, how the Shintoists and the Buddhists will follow their rituals and hum their mantras. And we see people doing all kinds of various things, trying to bring worship and honor, but Jesus reveals that all that is dead. All that is blind, all that is void of revelation and void of God, void of the blessing of God. True worship makes you truly alive and fills your heart with the revelation of God. And Jesus wants us to worship. Thank God we don't worship by tradition. We worship by revelation. We worship in spirit and in truth. And I've learned that you can stand in the midst of a people worshiping in spirit and truth, and you yourself are not. You can be right in the middle of a great revival and yet not be worshiping in spirit and truth, because worship is your own worship. Hallelujah. We enter jointly, and as we worship together, we create the atmosphere, we enter His presence, and we ourselves enter worship. Hallelujah. Others' worship cannot be your worship. Amen. So I want to say tonight, you are personally responsible for your worship. Hallelujah. You cannot say it's the choir's job to worship. You cannot say it's the singer's job to worship. Cannot say it's the congregation or the elders' job to worship. Unless you have worshiped, worship will have no effect in your life. So worship is a personal responsibility or a personal blessing prepared by God the Father for you. It is a tremendous privilege given by God for the saints. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory due to His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Thank God that we can worship Him by revelation. Him who we believe. Him who we know. Hallelujah. As a God of truth. And when we worship Him, we discover that He is holy. We discover that He is glorious. We discover that He is greater than the greatest. We discover His mighty revelations. We discover His attributes. Hallelujah. And He can be known by us. Thank God He wills that we know Him through worship. He is awesome. He is mighty. He is glorious. And thank God I can worship Him, and I worship Him in spirit because I know Him. Hallelujah. So Jesus defines for us acceptable worship as worship that is in spirit and in truth. Everybody say in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. In spirit, by those born of the Spirit. In spirit, because we have the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. In spirit, because we are born of the Spirit, and from your Spirit, who is created in the image of the Spirit of God, you can worship. Hallelujah. Our spirit is created in the image of God, made pure by God, made to know Him. Only those born of the Spirit can know God, who is Spirit. There are those who enter the spirit world, but they cannot know God, who is Spirit, because they're not of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So being born of the Spirit, I'm like Him, and so because I'm of the same Spirit as He is, I can worship Him. I have access to the throne room of grace because I can see Him, because my eyes have been opened, and by revelation, I can worship God, who is Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Worship sees God. Those who are not born of the Spirit cannot worship God, who is Spirit. They can worship images that represent who they think God is. They can worship idols. They can worship the sun. They can worship the moon. They can worship the tree. Because they are not born of the Spirit. Therefore, they cannot worship God, who is Spirit. Are you with me tonight? Worship sees God for who He truly is and greatly values and honors Him. Hallelujah. Honors His worth. We come through worship to a knowledge of who He is, and we worship by revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. And we reflect in our worship what we perceive He is by our song. Hallelujah. By our worship. We worship by revelation. The unregenerate spirit has no access to God, therefore has no revelation to worship by. Are you with me tonight? They cannot perceive or know the things of God, who is holy. That is why the unregenerate can worship and do unholy things at the same time. But when we worship, the Bible says we change from glory to glory into His image and likeness, and we become partakers of the divine nature. Hallelujah. Through our worship. They cannot love Him. They cannot adore Him. They cannot touch Him. They cannot know Him. And they cannot describe Him. Hallelujah. Us who worship many times see indescribable things. Things that no man has access to. And isn't it amazing when you get born again? I'm trying to tell people who this great God is, and they look at you and say, yeah, but you can see they don't know what you're talking about. Amen. Because we worship Him in spirit. Only God's own can come to His throne of glory. There's no access for others. Only God's own can do that. Only those redeemed and enlightened by revelation can see Him. That is why worship in the church is glorious. It's holy. It's untouchable. Hallelujah. It's set apart. It's something not of this earth. Hallelujah. Because it comes from God. In Psalm 24, we read about religious rites, about, you know, people who worship, who may ascend to the hill of the Lord, Psalm 24, verse 3, who may stand in His holy place. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. So we find that Israel could worship by revelation of the prophets. And they had to have clean hands and a pure heart, and that's the way in which they could stand and start worshiping and knowing Him from the outer court. But we who are born of the Spirit do not have access to His throne by those outward things. We have access to the throne by revelation. Hallelujah. Therefore, we worship in spirit and in truth. Our worship is not based on the cleanness of our hands, yet our hands are clean. Our worship is not based on our righteousness, yet we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Our worship's not based on our own strength or our own virtues. Our worship is based on revelation that comes through Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen. Only the redeemed can worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Only the redeemed can truly worship him in the beauty of holiness and personally receive. How can those who do not know worship him? How can those who are not be born of the Spirit worship him? He said to this woman, you worship what you do not know, but we know. Now watch what Jesus says. He says, but the hour is coming, and now is. So he draws a line. He says, listen, you Jews worship the way you did by rituals and clean hands and a pure heart and all that. He said, others worship the way they did. But the hour is coming and now is in me. That they'll be born of the Spirit and in Christ Jesus be able to stand and see the Father for who he really is. Hallelujah. True worship happened with the New Testament church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so he says the hour now is. Worship is vitally important to God. And now the hour is. Why? Because Christ has already come. Now the hour is because we are born of the Spirit. We worship by the revelation that we have in Christ Jesus. We stand in his name. We stand in Christ, having been raised, having been transformed, having been quickened, having been granted access, having been made the righteousness of God in Christ, and standing in the throne room of grace, which came through Jesus Christ, we can stand and worship. Hallelujah. Your worship has tremendous value in the Spirit. Hallelujah. That is why true born-again worship changes the atmosphere. That is why worship manifests the presence of God and intervenes in the way of the world. If you in a place and things are not, all you do is turn and start worshiping him in spirit and truth, and the whole atmosphere around you changes, and God inhabits that worship. Hallelujah. The Messiah has appeared. The gospel has been proclaimed. The men and women have been born of the Spirit, and they've entered the door, and now they stand and they worship the Father. Hallelujah. So Jesus shows this woman that worship is not about rituals. It's not about temples. It's not about places. And I want to even say this, it's not about songs. A while ago, many years ago, I visited my parents, and they had a person that came to them, and this person had a CD, and they had made this beautiful CD, worship CD. And so she told me, oh, these people came, and they had this wonderful CD, and look, and we bought one of their CDs, and it's a worship CD. So I said, oh, really? And so who are they? And we started talking, and we realized that these people aren't even born again. And they got a worship CD. So I said, okay, let's listen to it. And it sounds just like Christian songs. I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, God is great and all that. But when I listened deeply, there was no revelation of Jesus. There was no mention of the name of Jesus. There was no revelation truth. Hallelujah. And we need to realize that God is Spirit. And those who are born of the Spirit need to start discerning what they're listening to, because a lot of what we hear on radio and CDs and stuff are not songs by revelation. They are songs by commercialization. And they sing all kinds of things. And then the undiscerning sing them, not realizing that there's no truth in them. No revelation in them. But God desires that we worship him in spirit and truth. See, God is not listening how well you sing. Because if he was listening for how well you sing, he'd rather get a CD. Amen? He'd rather have the greatest vocalist, Pavarotti, singing for him. Amen? What is good worship? What is a pure sound to God is a person who's worshiping by revelation in spirit, seeing him for who he is and singing in purity and revelation of who he is, perceiving him in reality. Hallelujah. Because God has given the church worship. Why? Because God desires intimacy. When I worship him in spirit and I worship him in truth, I see him for who he really is. He can make himself known to me and I can know him and we have communion. That's the kind of worship that changes you from glory to glory. That's the kind of worship when you worship, you come out of that place and your heart is cleansed. You've been purified. You've been changed. The things that you walked in with, you cannot walk out with, because as you worshiped him, the revelation of him washed you, cleansed you, purified you, hallelujah, restored you, gave you revelation of who he is, and caused an image of God to be imprinted in your mind and your heart. And you walk out cleansed. That's why God seeks worship. There's a difference between praise and worship. God commanded us, do not get me wrong, God commanded us to praise him and worship him. When we praise him, it's different to worshiping him. When we praise him according to his glorious acts. We praise him according to the works of his hands, the things that he has done. Amen. When we praise him for what he has done, for what he is doing, for his abilities. We praise him because the horse and the rider is drowned in the sea. We praise him because he's a great deliverer. We praise him for what he has done, for the works that he's accomplished, for his mighty acts, for his miracle power, for his ability to save. We praise him, hallelujah. But when we worship for him for his worth, for who he is. Praise is based on his abilities, on his hand. Worship is based on the revelation of his face. Hallelujah. Because worship brings us to honor him. Worship causes reverence and holiness. A church that doesn't enter true worship never experiences an atmosphere of holiness. But that brings us to a place where we fall down before his greatness and we stand in awe of this great God. Hallelujah. Worship in spirit is an acknowledgement of his worth and adoration of who he is. True worship is intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Where your worship becomes your song. That is why true worship often leads to worshiping in spirit, where people speak in other tongues because they're seeing indescribable things, things that cannot be translated by words. Hallelujah. And by the Spirit, we start singing, and we're all singing our own song in the Spirit, in unity. Hallelujah. Worshiping this awesome God. Somebody say hallelujah. So when you even look at the word worship, in the Anglo-Saxon English, the word worship, where we get the word worship from, it's actually worth-ship. It's a revelation of his worth, who he truly is. You can know somebody, you can know what they do. You can get to know them and, you know, even rely on them. But once you get to know the character, you start realizing the worth. That only comes from intimacy. It only comes from deep revelation. Hallelujah. So we worship him. Jesus said those who worship God must worship him in spirit and truth. Why does God want you to know him? Because when you know him, everything about him is imparted to you. Hallelujah. You cannot enter true worship and still think that God does not love you. You cannot enter true worship and not know that he is your healer, your deliverer, that he is for you, that he is holy. If you never enter worship, holiness will never touch your character. Hallelujah. And that is why we desire worship. We spend time in worship so that we can be changed from glory to glory. If I'm a worshiper, the character of God will manifest in my household. Somebody say amen. So God desires holy worship. I want to show you this one more thing, and I'll end with that tonight. Worship flows from the heart because it sets the affection of your spirit man on God. And it's by revelation. Now I want to show you something. Turn with me to Revelation 4 verse 8. Revelation 4 verse 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 4 verse 8. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, being full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. You see that? What do these creatures do? They worship God. They start seeing him in his holiness. They start seeing him in his eternal glory, was and is to come. They worship continually, saying, holy, holy, holy. Who are these living creatures? Watch something about them. The Bible says, and the four living creatures, each of them having six wings, are full of eyes all around and within. In other words, they see him. Everything about them sees him. Knowing him. That's the place that God has called us to worship him. And he has desired for each and everyone. And he, when the moment you got born again, has given you that. That is why we must pray for our worship leaders. We must pray for our team. We must pray for those who lead in worship. And we must come to worship. It's so sad when people arrive late for church because they never praise, therefore they never enter worship. They never praise, therefore they never enter worship. The Bible says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, then stand before him and worship him. And that is why we do what we do. That is why I'm constant, and I'm telling my elders, we need to establish an atmosphere of worship in the house of God. We need to establish a culture of people who prepare themselves to worship God. When you enter worship, what is around you does not distract you anymore. You're caught up in him. I've seen people caught up in the spirit. Doesn't matter what happens around them, they're caught up with him and they worship him. The Bible says in Revelation 4:11, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. To him be blessing and honor and glory and power and praise and might and dominion forever and forever. Hallelujah. We need to increase our worship. We need to deepen our worship. We need to realize how truly precious to God your worship is, because nobody else on earth can worship him by revelation. Hallelujah. And your revelation will deepen when you worship him. Hallelujah. So let us stand tonight. I want to sing that holy, holy, holy is your name. And just open our hearts and worship and let the glory of God, because God inhabits our praise. His presence comes into our praise, but he reveals himself in worship. Tonight I want you to just lift your hearts and lift your voices and thank him. Come, just pray in the spirit for a few moments. Shabrande kero dobo kirike sti anton daradabaya. I thank you, Heavenly God. We love you. We seek you. We thank you for the revelation of who you are. We thank you tonight that we can worship you
in spirit and truth, putting all things aside. And you open our eyes because we stand, and we stand in Christ Jesus by your Spirit, born of your Spirit, to worship God.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.